Welcome, dear hunter. You were so cautious and meticulous, taking every precaution for this hunt, soaking your flesh in numbing oils, carving fresh sigils into your flesh, all in accordance within your church. How long have you stalked this cave, Minutes? Hours? Maybe days. I could have sworn that you haven't even breathed once you've slinked into this wretched hole. All of those precautions, hard work and discipline, all admirable traits in a creature such as yourself. Why, if I were human, I would have never stood a chance of even sensing you, let alone defeating you. Fortunately, I am no such creature. You must be wondering, with all this dedication and safeguards and training, why you can't move. No, it's not your nerves failing you, morsel. You were correct in your assertions that you were hunting an ungodly powerful succubus. Maybe even something worse. How could you not? With the field of corpses I've made. Every single one of them with a smile on their face. Every fiber of your being is telling you to run, scream, fight, or maybe just curl up into a pitiful ball and cry. But you don't. You're completely at my mercy. Meat. A lion half starved would be kinder to you. Lie down on the cold ground. Good morsel. Not a hint of resistance from you. Open your mouth. Good meat. What an eager mouth, already with your tongue out. Could it be that you've already lost control? I wouldn't blame you. The last appetizer I devoured barely had enough time to blink before he was a quivering mess in my hands. This strong, strapping farmhand, barely a man, was at my feet the moment he heard my words. He couldn't even remove his trousers before he'd made such a sticky mess in them. That didn't matter to me. This ox of a man was nothing more than butter in my grasp. His warm, calloused hands would not stop shaking as I drained him over and over that night. Before the clock struck midnight, I had already taken his soul. You're better than that, aren't you? The fact that you haven't spilled your seed yet proves it. Though, I can see the rush this voluptuous body is giving you. Every inch of this devilish form excites you to the bone. From my bodacious breasts, my impeccable thighs, even my smooth legs are better than any mortal woman you have ever seen in your too short of lifespan. I can see the hunger in those pretty eyes of yours, Hunter. Those keen senses demanding to know what is betwixt my succulent thighs. Gaze upon me, mortal. See the womb that stops hearts. Be it not the most captivating sight in this world? Oh, goodness. Morsel, are your eyes watering from hunger at the sight? I might just stand here all night as you die of that You wouldn't be the first. Oh, such divine begging, Hunter. Tell me, would you turn your back on your morals, your church, your very world, just to lick me? Good boy. I had no intention of denying myself your tongue morsel. Oh, that's it. Oh, what a slutty little mortal. Oh, you're not a hunter at all, are you? The whores in your taverns could learn so much for you. Dear Hunter. By Lucifer, mortal, I will drown you in all my wetness if you keep that up. Soak my very essence into your soul. Yes. Oh, keep going. Oh, what a good little hunter you are. Oh, fill me with that bestial tongue. Hades, Hunter, if you were any better, I would have crushed your skull with my thighs. Oh, from those convulsions. That would have been such a waste. I wouldn't have wanted you to end up like that one fair princess. Oh, but dear Hunter, now that my venom is truly in you, I can see how I've made you sharper than any steel blade in the kingdom. Here, let me help you with that. There you go. It was so easy to remove your trousers. And already, you've given me such a feast of power. And we've barely even started. Let me taste you. Lick and suck and edge that pretty swollen member of yours. This raging cock forged by a church to slay me. Oh, by the dark gods, you taste divine, little hunter. Already you leak and ooze. So much. You taste better than any night I've devoured in centuries. More. Beg me to let you come. Go on now. You've already forsaken your vows. Give it to me fully. Good, Hunter. want to see all the gum that you have. Good boy. Oh, Hunter. You've coated my entire face with your seed. Maddening, delectable for a mortal. Still hard, are we? Normally, I need to do some more coaxing, but you're still as rigid as a virgin, Hunter. Tell you what. Let me wrap my breasts around your starving beast. Good boy. Aren't they the softest pillows you've ever felt? Completely enveloping your shaft with just the head sticking out. Yes. I'll go on now. Buck into me. Buck my tits like your life depends on it. Already close, Hunter. More of that seed. Gods, human. That was thrice the load as the first, and you're still insatiable. What is that damn church doing to you, poor boys? No one has ever lasted this long in my entire eternity of lust. Just for you, boy, I'll give you a hell of a ride. Just let me. Human, are you sure you aren't an angel or a hell knight? Oh, fuck, it doesn't matter, Hunter. I will break you. Yes. Do you feel my tight, delicious pussy, so wet against your wonderfully hard shaft? It's going to milk every last drop out of you, Hunter. You're gonna come till I break you. Fill my delectable wound with your potent seed. Fuck yes. Fuck, human. Grab my tits. Yes. make me fucking come. Oh, you worthless fucking worm. Oh. Lucifer Hunter, oh, how are you still alive? Oh, I have laid with princes of hell and fallen angels, even slept with the Duke of Heaven, and none of them carry a candle to you. Oh, arise, dear Hunter. Go to your priest, whoever told you to come here. Tell them the succubus will no longer plague their pitiful lands. I fully intend to be yours, mortal. Whenever you hear a whisper of warning, a stroke of luck, know that it is my hand guarding you from harm. And when you need your lustful hunger satisfied again, merely turn around.